Wednesday, July 10th, just sitting here watching Wimbledon and once again watching you-know-who advance to the semifinals. Djokovic, Federer, Nadal up 2 sets to love, about to get in there. And it reminds me how incredibly lucky we are as tennis fans, if you are a tennis fan. And even if you're not, just to be in awe of what these three men have done in the last 15 years. And I was thinking about it as I was watching this, thinking, oh, I'm going to talk about this today on Dot Today. I'm like, you know, I did a podcast about this at some point, not on Dot Today, but I went and checked it out on my Talkin' Ish feed, and it was 2012. 7 years ago, I did a podcast about how incredibly lucky we were to have these three guys around, because at that point, between the years 2005 and 2012, the three of them had won. I forget exactly what it was, but I just listened to it and I still forget. But I'm looking right now at the chart, like 2 majors were not won by one of those three guys. And guess what? I decided to keep looking at that chart to bring us up to time today. In the last 62 Grand Slam tournaments, dating back to 2004, because 2004 was when Federer won 3 of the 4 before Nadal came on the scene in 2005 French Open, and years before Djokovic came on in 2008, 2009. So since 2004, there were 62 majors. 10 of them not won by one of these three guys. Since 2004, 10. And guess what? One of them's going to win Wimbledon on Sunday. Or Saturday. I forget how they do it. One of these, they can't play on Sunday or some rule like that. So it's going to be 63 majors. Only 10 other winners besides these guys. It's just unreal that in any sport, really, but in an individual sport like this, as, you know, something that, a sport where, like, you usually age out of greatness, right? Like, I'm used to the first half of my tennis career with Mats Wilander and Ivan Lendl and McEnroe and Connors when I was younger, and Sampras and Agassi and Stefan Edberg, who was always one of my favorites. Michael Chang jumped in for a minute. Jim Courier was decent here and there. You know, like, these guys just came in and usually came right out, right? It was like a big deal if you lasted for, I don't know, 10 years would be a huge run. These guys, top of their game for 15 years now. On some level, sure, they had periods of injuries as you get older where they dipped out for a minute, but then guess what? They all three just came roaring right back. Like, how many times do we think Federer was done? Because he went through a period there where he, you know, he always made it. He was always hanging around, but never really broke through. And then before you know it, 2017, he wins Australian and Wimbledon, and then 2018, he wins Australian again. And here he is in the semis of Wimbledon again. Djokovic kind of bowed out for a couple years. And then all of a sudden, here we go again. 3 in a row in 2018 to 19 with last year's Wimbledon and then the US Open and then this year's Australian. And he's right back in it. Like, it's insane. It's just unthinkable that all three at the same time can all remain so dominant. And it's unfortunate for everyone else that they, you know, have to play at the same time as these guys. It's just, like, unfair. A lot of these other people may have had totally different careers. We may be looking at Andy Murray. If he played, you know, if he was 15 years younger, maybe he would have been the best player of all time and would have dominated Sampras and Agassi and Courier and Goran Ivanisevic and Gustavo Kuerten. Maybe Murray was much better than these guys, but because he was in the era of this great triumvirate, you know, he's only a blip on the radar here. Anyhow, just incredible. Hope you guys appreciate it.